Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brad Lincoln, co-founder of Funkworks Brewery out of Fort Collins, Colorado.
The story on Provincial was we did a... Provincial is the kind of the sour aspect of the beer. And we did a version of this, a seasonal, I want to say about 3 or 4 years ago. And we had a batch that didn't meet spec. It was under gravity, so it just had a little bit less alcohol. We didn't want to bring it to market because it didn't meet our qualifications. But the beer itself is good. Gordon had the idea of, like, let's throw some raspberries in it. And literally, it's like a very pink beer, and it took over our patio that summer. You would have these moments where we would go from one person would order it, and then the entire patio would order it. And we went out, we sold out in about 10 days. And so after that, we started kind of bringing it back as a seasonal, and then it just stuck. And Raspberry Provincial kind of took off, and it's now our number two bestseller outside of Tropicane, but it's fast approaching that to kind of overtake it. So after that, we started experimenting with various different fruits. We did one with apricot. We did a hibiscus. We did a dry hop version, which will actually be one of our seasonals this year. And then my favorite is the pineapple that you're drinking. We did this as just like, let's see how pineapple goes with it. And it goes very nicely. The sour mixes well with the pineapple, and it's very easy to drink.
By the way, this is my first beer in over a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel good about that. Thank you.
And it's not because I don't go out and drink or anything like that. It's that, you know, I've got a kid that I raise, and so I just don't have alcohol around the house. But when I like to go out, I like to order a craft beer because it's about the experience, and it's about the textures and the layers to it. And I see that with the pineapple. I can taste the pineapple in there, but also I can taste some of the other elements that a traditional beer brings. How does this work? How long does it take to make a batch?
So,
how many ingredients do you got to put in there?
Well, you know, it's it takes a little bit longer than some other beers that we do. What we do is kind of a little bit different process. So most beer, you'll go through, you'll brew the beer, you put it in the tank, you put yeast on, you dry hop it, and then, you know, after a few weeks, you carbonate it, and then you put it in packaging.
How do you carbonate it?
We have a bright tank, and we actually bubble CO2 through it.
You inject the CO2?
CO2. But with this particular way, we have another step in there, which is we let it sit overnight or a couple days, depending, and we will put a souring bacteria in it, which will turn it sour, and then we bring it back into the kettle, boil it so it kills all the bacteria, and then we drop the yeast at that point in time. So it's a little bit different of a process, a little bit more complex, but it gives it that kind of that sourness. And then later on, instead of dry hopping, we add pineapple into kind of the fermenter at that point in time.
Do you do an IPA, a heavy IPA?
No, we don't. Okay. We have stuck really just to Belgian styles and sours. You know, there were so many good IPAs around, and we're in a town with New Belgium and Odell's who just do excellent stuff, and we knew from the start that we wanted to be different than everybody, which is why we don't do any IPAs, we don't do any pails. Occasionally we'll do a stout because I like stouts. We did our very first lager, which was done on a whim just for our tap room.
That's another nice thing about the tap, the smaller taps and the crafts and the microbrews is, and it goes back to controlling the numbers to where you don't want to run too far away from a stock, you know what I mean, a root, a core. And that sounds like what you guys are doing. You found your successful core, and introducing a pineapple one or a raspberry one is almost more like a fun time for you guys as
it
opposed
is.
To, okay, we got to make these numbers work because we got a whole new department we're going to go ahead on. And talk to me about that a little bit.
Well, you know, I would say that one of the things about this, and it's at least craft beer at our size is very much like, what do Gordon and I want to do? Like, certain things we have to do. We have to brew enough Saison. We have to brew enough King. We have to brew enough Raspberry Provincial. But in some years, we didn't have enough tanks because we were growing so fast. We doubled 2 years' growth. We grew by 70% last year. So we're finally at a point now where we have enough tanks that we can go have a little bit of fun, which is kind of why we have the pineapple and this type of thing. And it will be just on a whim. Gordon will decide that he wants to do something. I'm like, let's try this. I'm really excited about this particular project. Let's go do that, and we can do it. And if it doesn't turn out, well, it goes to drain. But it's really just us who kind of get hurt by that. We don't have, you know, any other investors or anything like us. It's just the two of us.
Brad Lincoln, co-founder?
Yeah, co-founder.
And CEO or sales or co-founder?
Yeah, co-founder is
okay.
What I do.
Brad Lincoln, co-founder, Funkworks. microbrew, is it correct?
Yeah, craft beer.
Craft beer, okay. Out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Have you guys explored the cannabis beer at all? Are you looking at that?
No, because like we actually got a call on that. Gordon got a call on that, like, I want to say a year ago or whenever it started to become legal.
Do you want to have a beer, though?
Yes, please.
Same thing?
Yes, thank you.
And pineapple, I imagine. Yep.
Wait, what kind is it, bartender?
Ooh, we're looking at, I have descriptors here, the Pineapple Provincial.
So if somebody ordered a Pineapple Provincial, how would you describe it?
Honestly, I haven't tried it quite yet, so I probably should be back with a sample for myself.
Yeah, you should get it. Definitely get it.
Yeah, and then I'll make sure that you have a beer first, because you got to be hyped. Thank you.
Here, I thought that was a softball for him to read that, but okay. All right, you, Josh. Okay, so
we tried cannabis. We didn't try it. We were approached by it. And then Gordon, we're federally licensed, so always the big fear is if we go do something along those lines, the feds are going to come crack down. And certainly under the new administration, that is very much more of a concern than it was under the Obama administration. So we're not touching it. We're not going in that direction.
So because you guys are an alcohol, you're considered under the federal.
We're under the federal license. Yeah. We have a federal and a state, and we have 14 governmental bodies.
This is a completely new twist to the whole cannabis story because I do cover cannabis for a number of different programs and magazines, and the banking was such a unique thing
because
it's federally insured and it's a cash business, and you got people in Colorado burying money in barrels in their backyard like Breaking Bad. Another guy I interviewed was setting up his dispensary to be a credit union because they're not FDIC insured, and another guy just paid his employees in cash and let them worry about the IRS later. So that's a new twist to the whole cannabis thing, because in North Dakota, we have medicinal cannabis now, marijuana.
Really?
It just passed, and it's having problems at the state, but it passed, and the federal is a big hang-up. I've never heard that from the brewing industry.
You know, and I think there's some breweries that have done it, but we've always just been concerned, and I don't know that they've done it with any THC in it, too. I mean, I think that's the other thing. I know that they've used, like, hemp and this type of thing, but I don't know that they've used much with THC. But somebody's going to do it. You know, I think there's probably a market for something along those lines. I don't necessarily want to be the ones where the feds come busting down the door.
I hear you there. In fact, I don't think it's a good idea to mix THC and alcohol anyway.
That's actually a good point, too.
I can think of a few nights where the two mixed and it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I don't even remember those nights.
Honestly, I don't either. Right. Oh, I spent a week in Colorado one night. Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
So you're kind of you're here, kind of doing a personal appearance for your new beer that you're launching, the Pineapple
Provincial. We've got Saison, we've got Raspberry Provincial, we've got Tropic King, and we've got Apricot Provincial.
To listen to the full length interview with Brad Lincoln from Funkworks Brewery, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Pecking gravel in the noonday sun, shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone. But the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil, and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming. A hatchet and a butcher block. She was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now some folks dine at the table, others land in the pot. where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street, 'cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.